All right, welcome back to another episode of the Career Report. Ladies and gentlemen, we are 7 days away from Christmas. 7 days. It's wild to think that 2026, it just blew past us. Hey, if you don't know me, my name is Tim Madden. I'm the owner, one of the co-founders, sorry, and CEO of Executive Career Upgrades, where we help directors, VPs, and executives land jobs they love. We come live to you. We try to come live, me and Christina, typically Monday through Friday to help you, right? How do we stay current with all of the changes in the market that's happening, right? How can we help shift your perspective to see that people are winning, people are landing jobs, companies are growing, they are scaling, leaders are thriving, but they have what? They have tactics and strategies, right? So we are committed to show up every single day, right, to give you new tactics and strategies to implement and keep you updated on all things career and how the market is doing. So let's get started today. Hey, today I'm talking about job titles and why your job title has nothing to do with getting you hired. First, I want to say people freaking obsess about this, right? They're upset they've been at Verizon for 5 years as a senior manager, and they just want that director role, director role, director role, director role. Right? But the reality is there's so much to, you are so much more than a job title, right? I know specifically people in tech and product, they get stuck so much on the job titles. Don't do that. Here's why. The person who's going to hire you, okay, they probably don't care what your job title is. Do you know what they do care about? Have you grown revenue? Have you put in place cost-saving initiatives, right? Can you help a company scale? Can you put the right SOPs in place, right? Can you communicate with cross-functional teams? Can you deliver true transformation? Because just because you're a director, a VP, or something does not mean you can deliver those outcomes. So I get it. We have to put job titles on our resume. We have to put them on our LinkedIn profile. But the more important things is what results and outcomes have you brought to companies? That is why a company is going to hire you. But I see people obsessing all the time. For instance, right? This is why I feel the number one problems in everyone's search is they're not clear on their freaking target. And when I say clear, there's like clear, and then there's like what Tim and Christina think is clear, which is so many more layers deep. Let me give you an example. I meet people all the time and they're like, Tim, I just say they're targeting a job making 250, just throwing something out there with the bonus, right? They come to me and they're like, Tim, I want to be in the C-suite. I want to be in the C-suite. And I'm like, why? I just know I'm due for that title. And I'm like, are you really emphasized? Like, are you really just want to be in the C-suite? Or is this just more about an upward mobility move for money? What I want you to understand is there's so many levels to a job title as well. Let me give you an example. You have CEOs. That is the CEO of themselves in a one-person company, right? They will market themselves as a CEO. There's a CEO of ECU, Tim Madden, right? The CEO, we've delivered tens of millions of dollars of revenue here. I am not at the level of a Fortune 500 CEO, though. Then there's CEOs of $100 million companies, CEOs of billion-dollar companies, CEOs of, do you get what I'm saying? Just because someone says they're a CEO, man, how many people are they managing? What's their budget? What's their teams? Do they have a deep executive staff? That is no different than you. You know, I know, and you probably do too, right? So just think for a sec. I know directors that make 70K a year. I know directors that make over $1 million a year. I know at some companies, directors are at higher levels than VPs. I know at some companies, VPs are very high level. Then I know some companies like banking, the banking industry, right? VP is like an entry level role right out of college sometimes, right? So I want you to not worry too much about the job title, and I want you to worry about the responsibility, okay? Because just because it says director, AVP, et cetera, if you're a leader, how many people are you managing? What is the budget? What are you expected to do? We can all agree that if you're managing 50 people, managing 500 people is totally different, right? There's layers of management. You're probably going to get paid a lot more money. So I wanted you to just say, We need to have targets of job titles, but remember what you're going to be doing at that job is more, the list of responsibilities is so much more important. Leverage is not going to come from your job title. It's going to come from the metrics, the scope, the complexity, the decision-making authority that you've held previously. Why don't people brand themselves that way? Like, I'm a VP, I'm a director, I'm a C-suite professional. I'm a C-suite professional who's been in charge of 10 people. Ladies and gentlemen, you are not in the C-suite, okay? Or what, you know, I determine of that. C-suite means, hey, there's layers of management. You have teams, right? But I get it. So what you need to start thinking about is not so much the title, because here's the thing. I know people that are at small companies in an executive role, okay? They go to a larger company, they're a senior manager, and they make $150,000 more, stock options, da-da-da, annual bonuses. Remember, don't focus on the job title, focus on the responsibilities. So you should be never flaunting your job titles in an interview. It may hurt you. Do you know what you do need to, you know, be confident in? Delivering your value. Why should companies hire you? These are the results I brought. Can you show them that you've done this before? Can you figure out what they're actually looking for? Can you tell them how you've done that successfully throughout your career? Your story, I wanted to do this podcast, right? Christina's like, hey, we need to do a podcast on titles and leverage, right? And how titles don't give you leverage, right? Your results give you leverage, number one. And then number two, your ability to story tell is going to create even more leverage. How are you going to position this inside of the companies that you're interviewing at? If you're interviewing on companies right now. And by the way, this isn't just interviewing at companies. This is going to help you get promoted. We're coming up for performance reviews for most large companies. If I was you right now, I would be sitting down and say, hey, what are all the major initiatives I did this year? Okay. Did I have any revenue? Did I contribute to revenue? Did I do any cost savings initiatives? How much did I save? Did I mentor someone who got promoted, right? So many people come to their performance review expecting their boss to like take notes all year. That's just not the way. Sorry, that's not going to be effective. So remember, your ability to storytell is, imagine coming to your boss and saying, hey, last year we serviced this many customers. This year we did this many customers with the same team, right? We serviced, I'm just going to make something up, you know, 200 more corporate accounts with the same team we did the prior year. I installed these SOPs. We operated on this margin. We did this. We did this. We did this. And then here's the raise I'm asking for. Most people are leading with like ego, how of some job title. They're leading with my job title instead of the things that most people care about. Here's what I built. Here's what I fixed. Here's what I scaled. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the same thing in professional sports. What's the difference between a quarterback in the NFL? Their job title, right? Their job title is quarterback. But can we all agree, all the quarterbacks of all the NFL teams, they're paid drastically different because it's based on performance and the results they've given and their ability to have themselves and their agent advocate for them. So remember, as we wrap up today, your title may get attention, but your leverage created by past results, your current relevance, and how you can clearly communicate them is drastically more important. So think about that if you're going into hiring conversations. Think about that if you're approaching a performance review. I know this will absolutely increase your income. Until next time, have a great day. Thanks for tuning in to the Career Report.